بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: الحج عرفة، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء الكرام, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very easy, natural deed to follow, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Quran al-Kareem, last kitab, the last constitution of life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with one of the pillars of Islam, the performance of Hajj. Every year, alhamdulillah, Muslims perform Hajj. Many from our country have gone, many have made intention, and many are still going. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for everyone. And upon that person upon whom Hajj has become farz, one should not waste time. Immediately one must make intention and start proceeding for Hajj. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, video of one hadith: a person, he delays, he procrastinates, that after Hajj becoming farz on him, that I will go for Hajj. And in his life, he feels, this is holding me back. I must complete this action, I must complete this responsibility. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that the Hajis go and the Hajis come back. This person, those reasons for which he did not go, he has not even completed. Those things are still there, he still has to do them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this pillar of Hajj. And Hajj, what's the meaning of this word Hajj? Hajj, we generally translate as pilgrimage. But Hajj means actually to set out, setting out. A potential Haji, he is setting out. Why he is setting out? First of all, to venerate and honor and respect the Baytullah. Secondly, he is setting out to get his sins purified. He is setting out for purging of sins. He is setting out so that he becomes pure, clean, wholesome again. He is setting out so that when he comes back, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in a hadith, now it makes sense that he's setting out. Why? When he comes back, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he comes back like a newborn baby. Why? He's pure, he's clean, he's neat. He's setting out, he's going for Hajj, he's setting out to get himself cleansed, purified, first. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith has stated that Hajj is a purifier. Purifying for what? Sins. So that is why Hajj means setting out. He is setting out to go and get himself clean. He's going through the house. Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dalvi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that in every deed, in every religion, they had to venerate some home, some house, some place. And in Islam, we venerate the Baytullah, the Kaabatullah, and the areas around that. That is why one of the reasons is to go and venerate, to honor, to respect, and to take benefit from those places. A Haji, he goes from Makkah to Mina, Mina to Arafat, and Arafat he comes back to Muzdalifah, Muzdalifah he comes back to Mina to stone the shaitan. There after he makes his qurbani, either in Mina or in Makkah, thereafter he takes out his hair, which we call halak or makes qasr. Then he comes and makes tawaf and ziyarah. Respected elders, and a sage of the hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al Hajj wa Arafah, that Hajj is Arafah. There are many actions in Hajj, three farais in Hajj. One is to be in the state of Ihram, and the secondly is to stay in Arafat on the night of Dhul Hajj for a moment of a moment, conscious or unconscious, passing through Arafat, sufficient. And thirdly is to make tawaf and ziyarah. 5 days of Hajj, 3 for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our deen easy for us. And Al Hajj wa Arafah, because that is the most important thing. That is a rukun of Hajj. You do not make Arafah, you got a Haji. You cannot recompensate. There is no dam or there is no penalty to recompensate if you do not go to Arafah. If you do not go to Arafah, you are a Haji. You go to Arafah, you are a Haji. Al Hajj wa Arafah. Why Arafah is called Arafah? Let us start there, because the hadith is saying Al Hajj wa Arafah. Various reasons the scholars of Islam give. I am quoting of Hazrat Atta, Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Mujahid radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, Shah Waliullah rahmatullah alayhi, in their writings now. They say that when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam came down and was sent down on earth, then he was sent to a portion near India, Ceylon. And Hazrat Hawa, she was sent to Arafah, the place of Arafah. And Hazrat Adam alayhi salam began to look for her. And looking, he came to Arafat. When he came to Arafat, and he came to the Jabal al-Rahmat, the Mount of Mercy, he found his spouse, Hazrat Hawa, she was crying and waiting for him there. And Arafat means to recognize. So Hazrat Adam recognized Hawa in Arafat, it's called Arafat. Another reason scholars give that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he, you and I know, he left his son Hazrat Ismail at Hajarah and he proceeded to Palestine. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when he came back from Palestine, then at that time already Zamzam was discovered. But when he came to Makkah al-Mukarramah, when he came to the Baytullah, he did not find Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. Made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he must find his son. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam directed him towards Arafah. He went to Arafah, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. When he went to Arafah, then he found his son Ismail alayhi salam in Arafah, and Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam recognized his son Ismail alayhi salam, place is called Arafah. Because Arafah means to recognize. Another reason ulama ikram give that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, when he was sent on the earth, and then when he came from Ceylon to Arafah, at Arafah, besides finding Hazrat Hawa, he also realized and recognized and he understood the purport why he had been sent on earth and what he had done in heaven that caused him to come on earth. When he realized this, he recognized this, he was in Arafat at that time, the place called Arafat. Now when Jibreel alayhi salam took Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam to Arafah, then when he met his son Ismail alayhi salam, Respected elders, before this, when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam came from Palestine, then he had a dream. You know, every Eid, Bakri Eid, Eid al Adha, they narrate the dream. He had the dream that you must sacrifice your son. He was in Makkah at that time, he had the dream. When he had the dream, he sat down. Now he's thinking, is this dream an order from Allah, or is this satanic movements and maneuvers? Now he began to think. Now this was on the 8th of Zilhajj, he had this dream. The 8th, the 9th, and the 10th, we call Ayyam al-Tarwiyah. Respected elders, why we call this Ayyam al-Tarwiyah? Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was sitting and thinking and pondering over this dream. And Tarwiyah means to pause, to rest a while and start pondering and thinking. That's why we call this Tarwiyah. And that's why these 3 days they call Ayyam al-Tarwiyah. Now 8th he had the dream, 9th he went to Arafat to look for Ismail alayhi salam, via Jibreel alayhi salam, and he recognized Ismail alayhi salam in Arafat. Now when he was coming back from Arafat, then he stopped in Muzdalifah for the night, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam stopped in Muzdalifah. Now another name for Muzdalifah is called Maqam al-Jama. He rested in Muzdalifah in the night there. That's why we got rest in the night in Muzdalifah. And Muzdalifah means Kareem, near. It means near. It is near to Arafat and it's also near to Makkah al-Mukarramah. It's called near. It is near these both places. It's Maqam al-Jama'ah. That is why we Jama'ah the Maghrib and the Isha there. That's why we make Jama'ah. We bring it Maghrib and Isha together there. Because this place is Maqam al-Jama'ah. Respected elders, when he rested in Muzdalifah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved that place. Now there is one masjid there in Muzdalifah, Masjid al-Mahshar al-Haram. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Muzdalifah the status of the Haram, of the place of Haram. Why in the Haram, a person is not allowed to take benefit from his wife. In Muzdalifah, when you come from Arafat, you're not allowed to take benefit from your wife. Your wife is still haram for you, like how she's haram in the haram for you. So this place is called Masjid al-Mahshar al-Haram, and the whole area of Muzdalifah is also being classified as the haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved that place. Then from there, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam came away to Mina. And at Mina, you know what happened, that the shaitan tried to mislead him. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he rebuffed the shaitan in 3 places. And in those 3 places, they got those pillars there, small shaitan, middle shaitan, big shaitan, where we got stoned. The stoning and pelting of the Jamara. Now Mina, they call Mina, because of 2 reasons. One reason is, Mina means wish. And they say, why wish? Because Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, in the place of Mina, when he came back, was coming from Arafat to Makkah al-Mukarramah, at the place of Mina, he wished he was in Jannah. So that place was called Mina, because he wished he was in Jannah. He desired to go back to Jannah. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Ramtullah Alayhi, they write that Mina is called Mina in opposite of Arafat. Because Mina is supposed to be the place which is not very clean. It is a place where there is a lot of dirt, and a lot of impurity, and a lot of blood, and a lot of stool and urine. And Mina is generally the place where the sacrifices take place. That is why they say that this is the place where the sacrifices take place. There is blood, there is uncleanliness, and there is dirt. Basically what has happened, the person is coming from Arafat to Muzdalifah, is coming, and everything, by the time he reached Mina, now he's clean. And he makes the slaughter, and he makes the slaughter in that area now, where there is blood, there is stool, there is urine, and all those things. In those demarcated areas, there's this native area, not the whole of Mina. So that is why they call Mina, Mina, because the Haji is going to the place where now he relieves all the dirt down there, all the filth. Oh, they will become pure and clean. That is final stage now where he is going to become clean like the newborn baby. So Mina is called Mina. From Mina he comes away back to Makkah to Mukarrama. Makkah is called Makkah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Makkah in the Quran al-Kareem as Bakkah. In the Quran al-Kareem ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to Makkah as Bakkah. And Bakkah means that place which is centrally situated. That place which is centrally situated, geographically speaking, in the whole world. Now it has been proven that where Makkah is and where the Kaaba is, that is centrally situated. Why? Because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to come to Makkah to Mukarrama, he is going to be born there. So his spiritual reign, his spiritual light, his spiritual message, his message of reformation must spread equally throughout the whole world. No person in the world will say no, that the spiritual center is nearer to me or further away from me. He's got an equal chance to get the spiritual message. That's why Makkah is called Makkah, is referred to the Quran as Makkah. In Makkah al-Mukarrama we have got the Kaabatullah, the Baytullah. The Kaaba is called Kaaba because this word Kaaba has got three letters. Ka, Ayn, Ba. Shawaliullah Muhaddis Dalibi Ramtullah Ali, in his book Al-Fawz al-Kabir, is a book on principles of tafsir, has mentioned something. He states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is all wise, and every word in the Quran is purposely used. And every word in the Quran, scholars of Islam can say why Allah used this word and did not use another synonym. This word Kaaba, wherever it means to protrude, to project out, to pop out. Now in our bone, out in our ankle, that bone that protrudes is called Kaabain. In the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to this bone as Kaabain. See, our foot, when you look at it, is running smoothly. It's running smoothly, the anatomy. Then all of a sudden we get this protrusion. This protrusion here has popped out, has protruded. When it popped out, it protruded, it's called Kaabain. Now the stars in Arabic is called Kawakib. When you're looking from the earth, you feel that the stars are popping down. That's why they call it Kawakib. It has still got the same roots, Kaaf, Ayn, Ba. In the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He refers to the breast of the woman in Jannah, that is the root word also is used, of Kaaf. Ayat was ayat. Mawzu'ah. Mawzu'atun. That is the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word, has got this root word Kaaf, Ayn, Ba. So, Kaaba is called Kaaba. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala who says to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that initially the entire earth was covered in water. It was like a bubble of water. And the first land to pop out was the Kaaba, where the Kaaba is today. That is why the Kaaba is called the Kaaba, because it popped out from that water. Thereafter the earth began to spread out, like how you spread out the roti, how you spread out the bread. Respected elders, the Hatim, there is a portion of the Kaaba, when you look at the photograph, you'll see the building. The Kaaba is about 18 paces, lengthwise 14 paces, breadthwise at 35 feet high. It's a cube. And the part of the Kaaba is called the Hatim. You see a semicircle horseshoe structure. This is part of the Kaaba. The Hatim means that broken off. Hatim literally means broken off. So it is broken off from the Kaaba. And the area in the Hatim is called the Hijr. The Hijr means a secluded encampment area, secluded area. Some ulama say that Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam and various Anbiya alayhi salam, they are buried in the Hatim. I have got no proper research on that. Then we have got between the Hajr-e Aswad and the Kaaba door, we got an area called Multazam. Multazam in Arabic means to attach. What the Haji does, if he has an opportunity, and if you go early, you get the opportunity, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you raise your hands like this, upward, and you place your chest on the Multazam. You attach your chest on the wall of the Kaaba, that is why the area is called Multazam. And that's where du'as are accepted. And du'as are accepted in many places. Du'as are accepted while you're on Safa, while you're on Marwa. Du'as are accepted behind Maqam Ibrahim. Du'as are accepted while making tawaf. Du'as are accepted when you're in the Hatim. Du'as are accepted when you are holding onto and clutching onto the Multazam. Du'as are accepted when you're drinking the Zamzam. Du'as are accepted in Arafat. Du'as are accepted in Muzdalifah. Du'as are accepted after storing the shaitan. So the Haji has got all the opportunity where in all these places du'as are accepted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand the procedure of Hajj. It is just not like a ritual. One more thing before I conclude. That Hajj is the closest ibadah, closest worship to Salah. For example, when you give zakat, you just give your zakat. When you are fasting, you are not eating and drinking, abstaining from a relationship. When a person is making salah, then he is standing. When the imam says that when he also is reading individually, he goes to ruku. Then he comes out of ruku. Then he goes to sijda. Then he comes out of sijda. Then he goes to sijda. Then he stands up again. Hajj is like this. From Makkah is going to Mina, Mina to Arafah, Arafah to Muzdalifah, Muzdalifah to Mina, Mina to Makkah, Makkah to Mina. He's moving all the time. How is moving in Salat? From one posture to another posture, from one position to another position. Hajj is also moving like this. He's moving. Whether he knows why he's moving, whether he does not know why he's moving. Why Allah is telling him move? Move from standing position to ruku, from ruku back you stand, back you go to sijda. Hajj is also like this. Move from Makkah to Mina, Mina to Arafah, Arafah to Muzdalifah, Muzdalifah to Mina, Mina to Makkah, Makkah back to Mina, Mina back to Makkah. He's moving all the time, like how he's moving in Salah. Then also, when a person is making Salah, then he makes Takbir al-Tahrima. The first Takbir is called Takbir al-Ula or Takbir al-Tahrima. When we make Allahu Akbar, now eating is haram, drinking is haram. He's got all those things are haram. So many hundreds of things which are permissible all become haram. When he is in ihram, when he is in ihram, it's like a similitude, like in salat. So many things now become haram for him. Now he must not have relationship with his wife, he must not put iftar, he must not put stitch cloth on, he must use these two pieces of cloth. Now he must keep his head uncovered. Now he got so many regulations. All those things which were halal for him have become haram for him, like how he was in Salat. So many things which were halal for him have become haram for him. In Hajj also, so many things which were halal for him now become haram for him. That's why these things are linked. So the standing in Arafah, Shawaliullah Muhammad Delhi Rahmatullah alayhi, right? Then standing in Arafat, because the person when he goes to Arafat, one of the main things after Zawal, after Zohar Salah, is that he must now stand and make dua. The more he stands, the more sawab he gets. However, if he cannot stand, then he gets sick. Then when he gets strength again, he gets stand, lifting his hand, crying before Allah. Shawaliullah says that standing in Arafat represents the standing in Salah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.